Hello everybody, this is Chammy Dragon from KXCI Tucson Bonus Tracks. Today we are going to be talking about what caused Syd Barrett of Pink Floyd to lose himself. Pink Floyd was founded in 1965 by Syd Barrett, Roger Waters, Richard Wright, and Nick Mason. The name Pink Floyd was actually from blues rock musicians Pink Anderson and Floyd Council, who were big inspirations to Syd Barrett. Another name for Pink Floyd was going to be the Megadeths, but they ultimately ended up with Pink Floyd as the name of the band. Basically, he was running the band. Now, this is a quote from David Gilmour. He was known to hang around unpleasant hangers-on who would supply him with all types of drugs, which would not help him if he was rumored to have schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. It's not 100% confirmed, but people like Roger Waters and other close friends believe that he did. Mental health in the 1960s and early 70s, especially in the UK and all around the world, was basically overlooked. They just thought he was a druggie and didn't really think anything of it. Syd Barrett was known for some of his onstage behavior and antics. There was one performance where he only struck one note of his guitar with his back facing the audience the whole time, then abruptly walked off stage. Ultimately, Syd Barrett and Pink Floyd had to make the decision if they wanted to keep moving forward with music and if he was going to stay behind in his antics, they had to let him go, which he eventually agreed to in 1967. Please lift a hand. I'm only a person with Eskimo shame. I tattooed my brain all the way. Won't you miss me? Wouldn't you miss me at all? He basically changed music forever, and he kind of just disappeared while Pink Floyd got mainstream, and he wasn't anywhere around, even though he was the creator of it. Syd Barrett and the band Pink Floyd had parted ways for about 5 to 7 years, and then when they were recording the Wish You Were Here album, a bald man that was a lot larger and looking like a ghost came into the studio, and they did not know who he was. It turned out to be their friend Syd Barrett. They all started crying, realizing that he basically lost himself and was getting led on by drugs. Roger Waters said that the haunting guitar riff in part 1 to 5 of Shine On You Crazy Diamond was supposed to be a representing of Syd's troubled mind and his basically ghost of what he once was. Listening back on this riff, it is pretty haunting to hear how his friends were deeply affected by the drugs that he took and the path that he ultimately went down. Thank you for listening. This is a very touching story for all, and it's a tragic ending to what was once one of the greatest musicians in the world, in my opinion, and a lot of others. And I hope that you found this informative and to realize maybe you liked Pink Floyd but didn't know who Syd Barrett was. And I hope this kind of helped you learn more about him. I'm Chammy Dragon. You're listening to KXCI Tucson's Bonus Tracks.